speaking into this? I guess not. Is it working? Ah, it's working. Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Dan Van Riper, and
I'm Dan Van Riper.
Okay, I see how this goes here. All right. And the name of my blog, as I call it, is Albany Weblog. That's all one word, Albany, like the city, weblog, the root word for blog, which is an abbreviation, .com, in case you're ever interested in seeing it. And the blog is basically about I sit in my neighborhood in the south end of Albany, which is downtown Albany, and I look out over the city and I comment as I see fit about my neighborhood, about the city, about the capital region, about the state, and about the country and the world. I like to see the whole thing from where I'm sitting. This panel is, information may be free, but is it accurate? Well, that's a very good, important question. What are we talking about when we're talking about accuracy? We're talking about the truth. Okay, how do you find the truth? Well, you know, if you're looking for the truth, you have to look at who's telling you the truth. Who's telling you the facts? Is it true? What is this person's agenda? Why do they want you to hear the things that they're telling you? So if you look at the person, if you want to find out what whether a piece of information is accurate or not, you have to look at where it's coming from. And if you're looking at a person, say you're looking for someone who works for a newspaper or for a TV station, you have to look at them and say, well, that's their job. They have to do what's going to be best for their job and for the people who they are working for. If you're looking at a guy like me, you say, okay, well, you know, what's his agenda? That might be a little harder to find out. The person who's working a job, giving you the facts, well, you know their agenda because you can look at the organization that they work for. But what about me? Who am I? Well, it's a little harder to figure out because I'm sitting in the internet, and as we all know, the internet is it's a channel. Anybody can get on the internet and say anything they want, right? So, what would make what I have to say anything special? Well, what I found is that people do want to hear what I have to say, because I try to say what I think is important. I try to say what I think is the truth as I see it, and I also try to write as entertainingly as possible. There's no reason why anybody should ever have to read anything or hear anything that's not entertaining. You shouldn't have to work to get your information all that hard. But the thing to remember when you're looking at who is giving you this information is, when you give out information to people, when people pay attention to you, there's a power relationship going on here. See, I've found that sometimes I'll say a word or I'll say a phrase on my blog, and I'll be surprised to find in the next few days, in the next few weeks, other people will be repeating those words or some idea that I said. It's like, that's a lot of power for my little tiny blog. Imagine how much greater that power is for somebody who is broadcasting from a newspaper or from a TV station. They have tremendous power over what you think and what you believe, whether you know it or not. And so that's the thing you have to look at. What is their agenda? How much power do they have to tell you what they want you to know? So accuracy, if you want accuracy, if you want the truth, what you have to look for, you have to have somebody you're going to trust. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't trust any one source of information. Don't trust me. Don't trust my little blog. Okay? Don't trust any of the corporate media stations, or the newspapers, the radio, or the television. Don't trust any of them. The only way you're going to get at the truth is to look at it from many different sources. Look at it from as many points of view as possible. That's one of the nice things about the internet. And we often find these days that what ends up on the newspapers and the TV is driven by the internet. Why? Because there's so many sources of information on the internet. There's a lot of nonsense on the internet, but there's a lot of nonsense in the corporate media. The important thing is, if you want to find out what's true, look at it from as many different angles as possible. And after a while, you can figure out who you can trust, who is likely to give you the most accurate information on a regular basis, and that makes it easier for you. But one last bit of advice is, don't ever trust any source of information completely. Always look critically at your sources, look critically at who's giving you the information, and always question, why do they want to give me this piece of information, and why aren't they telling me other pieces of information? Always question that. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you.
What if you do a dance presentation?
Outstanding!
Thank you.